I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate June 30th. The moon teams up with the heart of the scorpion tonight. It's their second close approach this month, even closer than the first one. In fact, they'll get so close that it will look like they could reach out and touch each other. The scorpion's heart is the star Antares. It's much more massive than the sun and hundreds of times the sun's diameter. Because it's so puffy, its outer layers are fairly cool, so they shine reddish-orange. Unfortunately, the bright moon will wash out most of that color. Antares and the moon team up once every 4 weeks or so. They were close together on the nights of June 2nd and 3rd, though not as close as they are tonight as seen from North America. When the geometry is just right, they can appear closer still. In fact, the moon can pass directly in front of the star, blocking it from view. And it'll do just that 4 times this year. 2 of them will be visible from all or most of the United States on the nights of August 24th and November 14th, vanishing acts for frequent companions. Antares won't disappear tonight, but it'll come close. It stands to the lower left of the moon at nightfall, separated by just 2 or 3 degrees, depending on your location. The moon will slide toward the star during the night. As seen from most of the U.S., they'll be at their closest about the time they set, a few hours before sunrise. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. Details at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.